I want to share a few more things about what it means to be in the present with someone that you're involved in a sacred relationship with. On one level, it has to do with paying attention to what they say or what you say. Listening is a very important part of being present. Listening to what someone else is saying, hopefully understanding what they mean. Hopefully they try to listen and understand what you mean. Very often, in our habituation to patterns of behavior, we stop listening because the repetition seems like there's nothing to listen to because we've had the same discussion over and over again. So we stop listening. To be in the present starts with listening. And often, when you listen to another person and really listen, you don't just hear the content of what they're saying. You hear the pain that they're in. And recognizing the pain that someone's in becomes part of the present moment. Not just what you're saying, not just what you're doing, but what you're bringing to that moment of pain. Pain is not a subject to be whisked away into a closet or into some hiding place. Pain is often the primary initiator of behavior, and it becomes more so when it's not being discussed. So, for example, let's say you have what appears to be a conflict of interest about doing X versus Y, and that two people have who live together have two different what looks like opinions or beliefs, whether X should be the direction or Y should be the direction. So listening means that you would know that while going X or Y location might be simple to one person, to the other person it's a painful choice. It involves something that they feel deeply about or feel afraid of or feel pain about. So that the subject needs to change, if you're listening, not about whether you go to X or Y, but about what the pain is that's actually happening right at that moment, which makes the difference unresolvable. Because you're not listening to the pain, you're listening to the content. And so listening then, if you're in a difference of perspective about what to do, means you have to take the time to examine in that moment, not in the past, but in the present. Why is it painful to, let's say for one person, when the other one wants to go in the direction of X, why is it painful for the Y person to do that? That's the thing that is involved with presentness, is that it doesn't just become about the surface layer of what's going on, it becomes about the underpinning of what that surface layer is about. And not about the past, but just about what you feel right now. See, the whole way of talking about feelings, because of our psychological heritage, we examine, we judge, we explain, we, you know, try to make sense of why we feel a certain way. That's not relevant in this discussion. The why you feel a certain way from the past. What's relevant is that you feel a certain way, that it's painful, that it seems like a decision that could be easy is difficult. That, if you happen to know something about why it feels painful, that's good because there's more understanding. But that's not the direction to go in. The direction is to accept what is. And to feel with another person in trying to acknowledge the difficulty so that a simple decision can stop being looked at as being simple, but more time is needed for that thing that looks like it should be a simple and obvious choice. And the way to do that, in addition to the things I was speaking about related to innocence and being open, is to be willing to honor all aspects of the present moment, including the pain that people are in the present moment. This is not to justify it. This is not to explain it away. It's just to include it. And if we have our own, as I said earlier, ego agenda of, I just want to get this done. Why is it so complicated to get this done? And you know that there are things in your life that appear that way, that you just want to get the letter mailed. You don't want to have a discussion about it. You just want to put food on the table and have a nice dinner, quote, nice dinner. You don't want to have a discussion about it. And so one person says, why is this so complicated when all I want to do is mail the letter? That's the end of the discussion, because it's not you that's involved. It's the other person's pain that's involved. And so being present involves that, acknowledging with respect that you don't own the situation. You are not right. You are only right about your own experience. You're not right about anybody else's experience. And you have to create the arena, if you want to make headway with the situation, to allow for pain to be part of the discussion, not to do anything immediately about it, just to let it be there. Just to give it a place so that it can perhaps in the next conversation or a few minutes later, something else can happen. But the idea from the ego standpoint that something has to be done, you know, I have to get this done, I have to get this letter written, I have to make this phone call, so why doesn't that person hurry up? Why don't they do this, you know, more in accordance with what seems to me to be an easy thing? It's that. It's knowing that what's easy for you is not easy for someone else. And so when one wants to be supportive to another person, supportive means understanding how they're feeling right then, about a situation that maybe looks simple, but it's not simple. Supportive is understanding how they're feeling and taking the time to be with it before anything else has to happen. We have had situations like that recently in groups that have met here, where a group has met at Light Omega for a particular purpose. It's come up, I think, instructively a number of times recently. A group has met for a particular purpose, and somebody out of the blue brings something that's not part of the group's agenda, but there it is sitting there in the middle of the group's agenda. And everything else has to stop, because that's part of being present, is to stop out of respect to include that painful experience to be part of the present moment. That's the same, it's true with groups, it's true with relationships. If we're listening in the present, we have to listen with a whole heart, not with our own agenda, to what the pain is that needs to be addressed before going on. And with that, that doesn't mean immediately things are going to become clear or a decision's going to be made. It means that out of the soul's innate desire to grow and out of the heart's innate desire to feel met, every person wants to feel met, which means to feel understood and seen. Out of those two things, the soul's desire to grow and the heart's desire to feel met, something can come into the picture in the next moment, in the next step, that will enable that XY decision to get made differently. Whereas if one held to just the need to get something done, it couldn't happen because the pain wasn't being addressed. So this is part of being present. It's to allow the inner circumstances that are influencing the situation to be part of the situation in the present moment, as well as the outer circumstances. And with that, we create the best possibility for working out differences, conflicts, and making things more harmonious in life.